kam kuno ise byo zabe le koba la kwi and you are listening to Power FM 91.3 hit or day girl behavior.
Feel the power. Power Breakfast, 6 to 10 a.m.
Right here on your morning station.
Power FM.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Tuckerbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
DPP files bid to appeal conviction of Malanji and Yamba.
Small-scale livestock association has questioned government's projection to increase livestock production from 5.1 million to 7.4 million.
In international news, U.S. President Donald Trump to skip G20 summit in Johannesburg, South Africa.
In sports news, Zambia under-17 boys national football team has departed for Harare, Zimbabwe for the COSAFA Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekinah Sakala.
Director of Public Prosecutions Gilbert Piri has filed a notice to appeal against the conviction and sentencing of former Foreign Affairs Minister Joseph Malanji and former Secretary to the Treasury Fred Soniamba. In the same notice, Mr. Piri has also indicated his intention to appeal against Malanji's acquittal over the acquisition of Royal Gibson Hotel, which the state suspected to be proceeds of crime. Mr. Piri has raised three grounds of appeal, including that the trial court erred in law when it sentenced Malanji and Yamba to 3 and 4 years imprisonment with hard labor, respectively, despite the aggravating factors in the case. Yamba was jailed for failing to follow procedure in the movement of over $108 million for the purchase of a chancery at the Zambian mission in Turkey. Malanji was found guilty of buying two helicopters from aviation companies in South Africa using funds allegedly diverted from the chancery purchase in Turkey. Court records also show that Mr. Malanji and others inflated the procurement of the Turkish properties by more than $10 million.
In a separate development, Wasukile Member of Parliament Pavu Makalobo is concerned about the slow pace at which the contractor engaged to replace worn-out water pipes and infrastructure within his constituency is moving. Speaking in an interview with Power Copperbelt Bureau, the lawmaker said despite efforts to engage the contractor and the utility water company on the current state of affairs, less progresses have been recorded, leading to unnecessary confusion among residents whom he said are anxious to see the completion of the project. Mr. Kalowo further added that in an effort to mitigate the pressing water challenges, communal boreholes have been drilled in selected areas to offer a temporal relief. Mr. Kalowo has since urged the residents in the area to exercise patience as all pending projects will be completed within schedule.
There's no problem in town. That is where it comes from. So we have that project running under Kana Water. Yes, we are moving at important, but the project is slow compared to the expectation of the people. In very slow projects, people are aware around. But yes, we are moving slowly. And we are also upgrading our tanks under that project. You know, the more money is moving 1 liter, maybe 10. The more 50, you can't drink from 1 liter. So, partial ground, you can put it 4 million liter. Then to enhance the storage capacity. Then we are one way we are going to store to get the next metric. We also put 1 million liter should be sent in the SOS area and
Small Scale Livestock Association Executive Director Charles Malama has questioned the feasibility of attaining the projection of increasing livestock production from 5.1 million to 7.4 million. Recently, the government through the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock announced an ambitious plan to increase Zambia's national cattle population from 5.1 million to 7.4 million by 2027, a move aimed at position 2 position the livestock sector as a key driver of economic transformation. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Malama stated it is worrying to note that the projection has been developed without considering the plight of livestock farmers, whom he said are going through numerous challenges in their quest to boost production. Mr. Malama further stressed the need for frequent engagement with players in the livestock industry to provide guidance relating to issues affecting the overall well-being of the sector. Mr. Malama is therefore urging livestock farmers facing challenges to engage relevant authorities as opposed to maintaining silence or migrating to other sectors.
I don't think we can afford this because even those boys who take animals from villages, taking them to cafe prices, they are, you know, negligence. Supposed to have measures whereby we put the proper dam that can last for days, whether we have drought or not have drought. If the government can have such measures, they put in that in control, then I think we can afford. But with the current situation that we are in, I see we are far away.
Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa has underscored the role of the church in supporting community development. Speaking at the golf tournament fundraising event for the Reformed Church of Zambia, RCZ, Mr. Kangwa said the church remains one of the most crucial channels for nurturing the youth, empowering of women, strengthening of families, and reaching out to the less privileged. The Secretary to the Cabinet, who has been represented by Sports, Youth and Arts Permanent Secretary Kangwa Chileshe, has therefore emphasized for a need to invest in the church, stating that investing in such infrastructure is spending for the young people, society and shared spiritual journey. The RCZ Chelston congregation has embarked on a journey to construct a new church building at a cost of about 1 million kwacha. The church has since programmed a series of fundraising events aimed at mobilizing resources.
I invite you to let your hearts be moved in the same way. Your contributions, whether through sponsorships, donations, or participation, are not just for bricks and mortar, but for a spiritual home that will bless countless lives and communities. Once completed, this church will stand as more than a place of worship. It will be a hub for community development, nurturing of our youth, empowering women, strengthening families, and reaching out to the less privileged in our society. To invest in this church is to invest in our children, in our society, and our shared spiritual journey. As we play, let us play with purpose. As we give, let us give with faith. And as we build, let us build with hope. Together, through this golf tournament, we're not just raising funds, we're raising a house for the Lord.
In international news, when world leaders meet at the G20 summit in Johannesburg in November, U.S. President Donald Trump won't be there. He says he's skipping the event and sending his Vice President, J.D. Vance, in his place. Trump has had a tense relationship with South Africa's Cyril Ramaphosa, who hosts the event. The two men clashing during a White House meeting earlier this year, with Trump repeating unfounded allegations that white farmers in South Africa are victims of genocide. Ramaphosa's government has firmly denied that violence affecting the farmers is racially motivated. Along with suspending financial aid and imposing 30% tariffs on South Africa's exports to the United States, Trump has denounced the country's stance on the Israel-Hamas conflict. South African officials have welcomed Vance's participation and said the success of the summit lies in substantive discussions rather than the presence of any single leader. The G20 is made up of the world's largest economies, 19 countries plus the European and African Unions. This year's summit in has the theme Solidarity, Equality and Sustainability. It will be the first time the summit has been held on the African continent.
Still within international news, in Mali, the military has launched airstrikes in the gold-rich Kayes region after Al-Qaeda-linked militias blocked, or rather moved to block, fuel imports into the capital, Bamako. The group, Jamaat Nusrat al-Islam wal-Muslimin, or JNIM, JNIM, announced a blockade last week, also restricting movement in the towns of Kayes and Nioro near the Senegalese and Mauritanian borders. Since then, militants have stopped fuel trucks and escalated attacks on businesses, including cement factories, sugar plants.